Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Promised Seed. I am your host, Elder Ricardo Lawrence. And today I just want to talk about why it's important to preach Christ. Why is it important to preach the gospel? I think everybody needs to answer this question, or at least consider this question. Why is it so important that the word of God needs to be preached throughout the world? And I know many people have many different reasons why it's important to them in their lives. And I know, hopefully, that one of the greatest responses to be when you hear this question is salvation, eternal life. That should be one of the main important questions. But as a minister of the word of God, it is much more than just salvation that we preach the word of God. Because men and women that preach the gospel according to the truth or according to the words of Jesus Christ, they go through so many pressures. Hallelujah. They go through so many trials and so many tribulations, so many perplexities when they begin to minister the word of God, because there's always an opposition. There's always someone or something that's opposing them to hinder them or to prevent them, hallelujah, from sending the word forth. But before I begin, I just want to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for the nation, and I want to pray for all the believers that's across the world. Hallelujah. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. God, that you continue to give us wisdom and give us understanding of that word, O Father God. Father, those that are across the world, the hallelujah, that is in darkness, O Father God, we pray that your word today, God, that it will give them light, that it enlighten their heart and their mind, God, and that your word, hallelujah, that it will fall on the good ground of their heart, O Father God, that it spring forth and produce fruit, O God. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the spirit of truth. We thank you and we ask you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you have your way, God, over the air, over the way, over the heart and the mind of your people, O Father God. Let your word go forth, O Father God. Let it destroy every yoke and every barrier, O Father God. Those that hinder your people, God, to receive your ungrasped word, God, that they may be strengthened and that they may grow by, O Father God. Lord, we just ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, O Father God, let your word touch every corner, God, every nation, every believer, O Father God, across the world, O God. Father, those that have to go underground, O Father God, we pray that you strengthen them, that they continue to bring the word, that it may go forth, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Lord, that you continue to anoint their head, God, anoint their eyes, anoint their ears, that they may see and that they may hear, God, thy word, and not only become hearers, but doers, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. And Father, we fail not to give you honor, we give you glory, and I give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And today's lesson is we're going to come out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And again, the question is, why is it important to preach the gospel of Christ? It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, and we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light, hallelujah, of the glorious gospel of Christ, image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. For we have life, we have lived, are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal body. And again, I'm going to read that again. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death working in us, but life in you, amen, we having the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus has raised us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. And again, when the word of God is being preached, so many times the person, the minister or the evangelist or the teacher or the apostle, whoever's delivering the word, usually there comes great perplexity. There comes great sorrow. There comes great tears. There comes great dishonor because of those that are opposing the word of God. And there's so much pressure applied to the one that's delivering the word. Because when a word is delivered, the word is coming to do a few things in their life. It comes down to tear down deceitfulness. It comes destroy the lust of the flesh. It comes destroy the lust of the eye. It comes to destroy the pride of life. So it is tearing down the sinful man, hallelujah, and is building up a new and a spiritual man. So anytime that the word is going forth, there's always some perplexity. There's always some pressure. There's always something or someone that's trying to oppose or hinder the word of God going forth. So Paul began to say, therefore, seeing we have this ministry. So first of all, this is a great mercy. You know, this is a great mercy that God give us, first of all, the ministry that we have. This is God's glory, and this is God's grace for our lives. This is God's mercy upon us. And this is God trusting us with his oracles, or this is God trusting us with his word. So this is God's great way of showing us that he has a purpose and a plan for our lives. He said, so therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. We don't faint. We don't lose heart. Rather, we have renounced the secret in the shameful ways. We do not use deception, but we do not distort the word of God. So basically, our Paul, first, he let you know that, first of all, this is God's mercy and God's grace that was given unto him to be able to minister the word. And when he began to minister the word was being ministered, hallelujah. It first was building Paul up, hallelujah, that he was able to go out to the Gentiles and that he was able to begin to teach the word and preach the word, hallelujah, to those that have not heard of Christ. And those that didn't know, hallelujah, that there was a spirit, hallelujah, that there was a Holy Spirit. So Paul had came into the understanding and to the knowledge that, first of all, it was God's mercy upon him that he had this ministry because of his acting, because of the deeds that he was doing, that Paul was persecuting the church. And so he understood that once he came into the knowledge of who Jesus Christ was, God could have killed him. But God had a purpose and God had a plan for him. God was making and setting him up to become the apostle to the Gentiles. And it's the same thing today for us. Hallelujah, for those that ministering the word of God. The word of God to us, it is not shameful. You know, so we putting away these hidden things. We putting away all dishonesty. We putting away all lying, all cheating. We know we doing everything that we can to live a faithful life according to the word of God, hallelujah, or according to Christ Jesus. So he says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. We don't lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So first of all, Paul letting you know that when we begin to minister the word of God, we don't handle the word of God in vain. We don't do this. We don't minister deceitfully. We don't do it for filthy lucre. We don't do this thing to gain money. We don't do this. We don't preach the word of God to make gain of God's people. But we minister the word of God that it may set people free in their mind, and that it may set people free in their heart, those that are bound, those that are lost, hallelujah, those that are in darkness. The word of God go forth, hallelujah, that it may bring forth fruit, hallelujah, and that those that are receiving can understand that there is a true and there is a living God that is in heaven. So we don't handle the word of God any kind of way, hallelujah. We handle the word of God according to the truth. To every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, we preach the word of God in truth. We handle the word of God in truth. We teach and preach the word of God in truth. We don't preach out of our own selves on our own identity. We don't preach on our own opinion and our own concept, but we preach the word of God according to every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And verse 3 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. Hallelujah. So again, he says, if the word of God that is preached, if it's not received by anybody, it's because this person is lost. They don't know who God is. They don't have faith. They are unbelievers. That's why the word of God is hidden unto them, because they are lost. And verse 4 says, in whom the God of this world has blinded their minds, blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And get what he's saying. First of all, he's saying that the God of this world, Satan, first of all, he has their mind blinded, meaning they gone so far in sin that they don't understand the truth or the word of God. When the word of God is spoken unto them, is rejected because they are blind, because they're doing the work of their father, the adversary, the devil. They don't know what the truth is. Hallelujah. But he said, listen, he said, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image, he's letting you know right now that Jesus Christ is the image of God. He said, the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, he should shine unto them. See, if you have a heart that's willing to receive the gospel truth, if you open up your heart and if you open up your mind, hallelujah, if you receive the word of God, hallelujah, the word of God begins to come alive unto you. It begins to cause you to grow. You begin to shine, hallelujah, by the Spirit of God. You begin to grow in the things of God. You begin to get a clear understanding what it is that Christ is saying to you in your life, hallelujah. But the unfortunate part is a lot of people don't believe. A lot of people refuse to receive the word of God. They'll buffet you. They begin to persecute you. They begin to say and to speak all manner of evil against you when it comes to the word of God going forth. So these are one of the pressures, hallelujah, and one of the perplexities that the men and the women of God face when they're ministering the word of God, especially into a nation of people that don't believe in God, or they have their own religious system, or they have their own God. So when the truth comes and being spoken unto them, now it causes controversy. Now trouble arises, hallelujah, for the gospel's sake, for the gospel of Christ's sake, hallelujah. Paul says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So what Paul is saying is, hallelujah, the same way when the gospel was spoken unto him, and the same way that when they received the gospel of the truth, the gospel of Christ, the word of God began to grow in them. They began to come alive. The word began to shine abroad in their heart and in their mind, which caused the change to come in their life. They were no longer bound by sin. They were no longer bound by the deception that the, hallelujah, the adversary was doing in their life. So now they were no longer in bondage to sin. They were free from sin because now the word of God have become, hallelujah, the light in their life. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So he's automatically letting you know. And this is such a powerful verse, because so many times Christians, hallelujah, we are vessels, we are jars of clay, who at times we experience so many different things. We experience troubles. We experience perplexity. We experience sadness. We experience weakness and fear. We experience so many things when the word of God goes forth. Again, especially in nations where you cannot teach the word of God freely. Hallelujah. The word of God can't come out freely because of different religion and different teachings that is in these countries, because they refuse to receive the truth. So these are the things that we go through when the word of God is being taught. Amen. He says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Power may be of God and not of us. So he's letting you know automatically that there is power that is in us because of the word of God. Hallelujah. We have a great power. But he said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. So in men and women of God, no matter what's going on in this life, no matter what's going on in whatever country you find yourself living in, no matter what you are going through, hallelujah, because of the word's sake, no matter what no man say unto you, they can't destroy you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your life, if it's not the time, because of the great work that you are doing for Christ, hallelujah, the great work that is going forth, that is in Christ Jesus, the power that is coming out of you, that is going forth in the name of Jesus Christ, we suffer many things, but they can't take our lives, hallelujah, they can't destroy us. Always bearing about in verse 10, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. We have to die. We have to be persecuted. We have to suffer troubles and fears. We have to go through trials and tribulation. We have to constantly be dying, hallelujah, so that the word of God may go forth, that somebody else can live because of the word, hallelujah, that we are ministering to them. So we have to go through these troubles and these perplexities in order for the word of God to go forth, in order for the word of God to save so many people's lives. We have to go through these challenges. We have to go through these. We have to be tried. We have to, hallelujah, suffer these perplexities, that while we are dying in our flesh, while we are dying in our body, yet because of our death, somebody else is living, because we are able to deliver the word of God, hallelujah, that will cause a change in their life, that will cause some to believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 11 says, for we which live are already delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh again. We have to go through these things that we might save some. So then death working in us, but life in you, there go again. So the death, hallelujah, the trials and the tribulation, the persecution, hallelujah, the mishandling of the saints, we have to go through these things. We have to suffer these things that the word of God may go forth and that it may save some lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, hey, I just got to tell you this. Every time we speak the word, and every time that the word goes forth, expect some challenges to be heading your way. Expect some persecution. Expect some perplexity. Expect some challenges, because you are dying for the word's sake. And because of you dying for the word's sake, people going to see the glory of God in your life. Hallelujah. And they're going to see that the word that is coming forth out of your mouth, it is strictly from the throne of grace. It is going to cause so many people's lives to change. So it is necessary that you go through these perplexities. It's necessary that you go through these challenges for the word's sake, for having the same spirit of faith, I believe. And therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. All this preaching, all this teaching, all this persecution, all these perplexities, all these challenges, all these things that we go through for the furtherance of the gospel, it is necessary. Because while you're going through, you are dying in your flesh. Hallelujah. And while you're dying, the word of God is going forth, and the word of God is going forth, and it is challenging people to change their lives. And as their lives begin to change, you can see that the word of God begins to spring forth. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost begins to spring forth. Because the Bible says that it is the rivers of living water, and you can begin to see people grow because of all the challenges and all the persecution and all the suffering that you're going through in your life. They're wondering, while you're going through, how is it that you are able to believe in this time, believe in this God? How is it that you are able to sustain the truth while you're going through these perplexities in life? So it's a must that we continue the word to go forth. Because again, as we suffer these troubles and these distresses and these perplexities and these despairs, one thing they cannot do is destroy your life. They can't take your life from you, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus should raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundance of grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. For with cause we faint not. See, there we go again. He said, we don't lose our hope. We don't lose heart. We don't faint. We don't fall out. We don't stir from the course. We continue on in the faith. We continue on ministering the word of God. We continue on suffering persecution. We continue on suffering perplexities. We continue on suffering despair. We continue on being cast down. We continue on being lied upon. We continue on being mistreated. We continue on being misused. We continue on being abused. We continue on for the furtherance of the gospel's sake. We continue on to minister the word of God no matter what we are going through in this life. We continue and we stay on course because there are so many lives that are dependent on our ministry. There are so many people that's depending on the word of God to be spoken in their lives that a change may come about, that they no longer is bound in darkness, hallelujah, but they have come alive, hallelujah, by the word of God that was spoken over their lives. Which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day, hallelujah, as we continue on in the faith, as we continue on to minister the word of God, and as we continue on to live by the hope that is in Christ Jesus. We die daily to ourselves. We die daily. We die day by day to ourselves for the furtherance of the gospel, and that we may be presented faultless before the throne of grace. And it's the word of God that keep us. And it's the word of God that shines bright in our heart and in our mind. It is the word of God that keeping us during these rough and these troublesome times. It's the word of God that builds us up in our most holy faith. It's the word of God that helps us that we may not sin against him. It is the word of God that strengthens us when we are weak. It is the word of God that builds us up and keeping us when we are going to persecution and perplexity. It is the word of God that keeps us with hope when others are losing hope in his hour. It is the word of God that continues to further, hallelujah, further our ministry, that we may continue to go out and teach those, hallelujah, that is looking for a word, hallelujah, or looking for something, and the something that they're looking for is the word of God, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He says, while we look not at the things which are seen, which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. That's very powerful. He said, well, we don't look at the flesh. We don't look at the things that we can see. He said, but we look at the things that we cannot see, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He says, because these things that we can see, the natural man, hallelujah, the flesh, the earthly man is temporal. This world is temporal. It's surely to pass away. He said, but we look at these things that are not seen. Hallelujah. We're looking toward the hill from which cometh our help. Hallelujah. We're looking at our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're looking at the Father that sits on the throne and that is reigning, that is eternal. We're looking toward the hill from which cometh our help, and all our help comes from the Lord. We keep our eyes fixed and stayed on the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that teaches us the truth of all things concerning the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And so there's a lot of things that we go through. But at the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves, why is it important for the gospel of God to be preached? Why is it so important for ministers, for apostles, for evangelists? Is important because it is the gospel of truth. It is the gospel of Christ. It is the word that God has trusted us with. It is his oracle. And the words that are spoken and God has committed unto us, it is to cause people's lives to change. It is to give people hope that Jesus Christ is their Lord and their Savior, that God the Father is the lover of their soul. In an hour where it is dark and the times are very trying, and there is so much perplexity, and there is so much trouble on every end, it is the word of God that give us hope in this hour. It's the word of God that will give us peace in this hour when so many people are crying and mourning in this hour. It is the word of God that strengthens us when we are weak. It is the word of God that will build us up in our times of trouble. It is the word of God that is our help meet in these dark and these trying times. Men and women of God, you have to keep your eyes stayed on Jesus Christ in this hour. You have to have hope, hallelujah, in every word that proceeds forth out of God's mouth. The Bible says, therefore, we are always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, willing rather to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we have to hold on to these truths. And we have to understand that there is only one true God. There's only one true and one living God. Hallelujah. And there is only one name that man should be saved by, and that's the name of Jesus Christ. I hope today's lesson, men and women of God, I hope it blessed your heart. And I hope you ask yourself, why is the word of God so important in your life? The word of God, again, gives you hope in times of trouble. It builds you up, hallelujah, when you are lost. It gives you an understanding of who you are and what purpose God has for you in this lifetime. So I just thank you. I thank you for joining me today on the Promise Seed. And I hope that the word of God bless your heart. And again, I pray for all those across the nation, those dying countries that the word of God can go forth and you're ministering underground. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the word continue to grow forth and that you continue to be, hallelujah, a seed, hallelujah, of hope. For those that are in need of a word that will cause a change in their life, those that are looking for life, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you continue to minister the word, hallelujah, and that you give people hope. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I fail not to give you honor. I give you glory, and I give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.